Welcome back to another episode of the Barca Breakdown Podcast. I'm Youssef, and I'm here with my co-host, Adam.
As always, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, like our videos, comment any thoughts you have about the season or content you want to see, and turn on notifications so you know what's coming up, because we have a big Copa America and Euros. We're not stopping this train just with this, pretty awful end of the La Liga season. But on the bright-ish side, Atletico Madrid are 2020-2021 La Liga champions. Congratulations to them and Luis Suarez for scoring another big goal, right? Thankfully, Real Madrid didn't win the title, and Barcelona, we squeaked out with a 1-0 victory against Eibar, right, you? So let's go. Let's get into the game first before we go through our match or season overview. What did you think about that game? How did it make you feel? Hint, hint, it was a snooze fest, right? I think all of us who watched it were pretty bored. I mean, you know, the big thing that we heard before the game was that Messi was taking a rest. Looks like he's gearing up for the Copa America. Pedri as well, who's been overworked, as we've talked about and everyone's talked about for the last few months, he took a rest too. And so the team came out with not much to play for. You know, Eibar had a chance possibly to avoid relegation in this game, but even then, I think on the tiebreak, they were pretty much done and dusted. And we hadn't lost to Eibar in, I think, 13 seasons in La Liga. And so, you know, with us scoring a late goal by Antoine Griezmann, it was pretty hard to sit through, right, Yus? But the starting lineup was interesting.
Yeah, so in the back, we had Neto because Mr. Ter Stegen has his knee problem, surgery and whatnot. So he was in. In the back line, we actually had Mingueza, De Jong, and Araujo. Then midfield, Firpo, Moriba, Busquets, Dest. In the front, we had Griezmann, Dembele, and Trincao. And like you said, no Messi. So we
Pedri.
No Pedri.
I mean, the big surprise was Puig didn't start. Right.
Well, you know Koeman.
Mm-hmm. True. You know, we had our original talk about Puig that people didn't like. Then we did a little bit more of a talk. So if you want, go check out our video on Ricky Puig. But, you know, as we kind of go through this game, we don't have a lot of form here because it was such a snooze fest. You know, Puig came on in the second half and looked pretty good, right? He got the offense, the midfield at least, looking a lot better. I mean, compared to the first half, which was just awful. It looked in the second half, Koeman switched to a 4-3-3 instead of this, you know, 3-4-3. And the 4-3-3 looked a lot better with Jordi Alba especially coming on and making a difference. I think big takeaways from the game, not many. I mean, Aleix looked to have sprained his ankle and, you know, pretty bad. He slipped, right, going for a shot on goal. He seemed to be pretty hurt, but, you know, he's able to walk off, so I'm hoping it's not too bad. And then Griezmann, you know, put away a goal, which hopefully that gets him fired up for the Euros. And, you know, much of his future and a lot of these players is kind of up for debate as we head into the offseason, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, coming into a team that's going to be relegated almost 100%, I thought we would come out and do a lot better job just scoring against them. If they haven't beaten us in 13 seasons, it's ridiculous to barely squeeze in an 81-minute goal with Antoine Griezmann. It was a great goal off a Dembele crossover, got deflected, and Griezmann put it away. Great. I love it.
Volley, too. It was beautiful.
But that doesn't excuse the poor, sleepy behavior of this team. Knowing that, you know, the end of the season's coming up, we know we didn't win La Liga. We still shouldn't be this
flat,
de-energized. It's pretty sad. I was hoping that, you know, at least one or two goals, at least two goals, one from Dembouz would have been wonderful. We didn't see that. Firpo came in. I don't know what to say about that. He got a yellow card.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good that we're getting Emerson coming in the offseason. I think you're right, too. I was hoping for, like, an end of the season, you know, one of those 4-0, 5-1 type games where we scored a lot and could at least leave happy. But as this whole season has shown us, we can't be happy as Barca fans at the end of the season. And I think as we transition into kind of our season overview and look to the offseason, you know, we've done some video on transfers, but I think overall a sentiment we've said a few times is if you look at the season from August and September to now, we won a trophy. Right, Pedri, Aleix, Mingueza, Araujo. We've had some really bright spots and some youth players who we think we have like a pretty bright future there with. And so from August on, this season's been a success, and I'm fairly happy with that we got at least one trophy. If you look from the international break on, this season is an absolute disaster, right? And
too many missed opportunities, too many slip-ups. Yep. We've talked about it in multiple videos. It's not a surprise to us anymore. It's really just at this point, hopefully we can reflect on this season. And, you know, Koeman even came out talking about how maybe there was too high hopes of this team in the past, which kind of bolstered what we were expecting coming into the season. Unfortunately, after international break, whole 180, but, you know, this shows the age in the team and shows that some of these younger players that did come in, you know, they still need a lot more experience, and the older players need to maybe not be so relied on to take Barca to the next level.
Yeah, we got kind of hit by a double-edged sword of age, where, like, the youth side, right, it seemed like people like Pedri and Aleix had really high, and Mingueza too, because we saw him against Eibar have an awful pass backwards that, you know, almost let up a goal. But it seemed like, you know, the youth players, they came out really strong early, and then they kind of faded throughout the season because I don't think either their legs were up for this whole season and all these intense La Liga games and Copa del Rey games and Champions League games the whole season. And then on the other side, the age, right? Like, you know, something we keep talking about, or at least I do, is that, you know, we can't see Roberto, Alba, Lenglet, Piqué, and Busquets as that defensive five in the back season after season when we keep getting embarrassed and hope that it's somehow going to turn around to the next year. And so, you know, I think the big thing that this game at least taught me is that, you know, we need a striker, we need a central defensive midfielder, and we need a center back to come in, and we need some competition for Jordi Alba. If we get those things this offseason, I think we'll be in a good spot to compete. And
it's a tall order.
True, but Aguero's coming in. Sergio Aguero just scored two goals today for Man City as a substitute, which, you know, at least looks like he's on. At least he had a good end of the season, which, you know, doesn't really mean anything, but he's been hurt a lot of the season and he had COVID. And so, you know, hopefully he comes in and can be a good backup and that we're able to get another striker. Memphis Depay, looking like if Koeman stays, it'll be likely that he'll come. I mean, but, you know, the other intangible thing we haven't talked about is we got rid of Bartomeu, right? Like, if you go back, we were going through some of our messages to each other after the Bayern 8-2. And, you know, I'll just read some of them between Yus and me. And, you know, Barca are just awful, pretty much top to bottom. Not really even sure where to begin. So old, so slow. They need a total and complete overhaul. And then, you know, I said writing's been on the wall for at least 2 years, maybe more. The board is inept. And you said Bartomeu is a cancer, right? And so, you know, you look at that, and we got Laporta, who's known, right, in his history as Barca president, for being able to take us at a time of a low point and help rejuvenate the squad and give us on, you know, get us on a successful path.
It's funny that you say that because, you know, as you say these things and the things that we said in the past, especially when times were tough, and now we look at today and we were saying the same things, but it was kind of like we forgot how bad we really were.
Yeah.
Right. And then we had this little shine, glimmer of light through the clouds and the silver lining of the clouds. And we were so happy and we're like, oh, this can come to fruition. Koeman came in, Laporta came in.
Yep.
We had our young squad like Fati in.
We fought back in the Copa del Rey, right? We beat Granada in extra time. We beat Sevilla in extra time. You know, even the PSG Barca 1-1 game, right, when Messi scored that crazy goal, he had a penalty that didn't go his way that, you know, could have gotten us to score four or five in that game. And so, you know, we saw that there was a path to a great end of the season. But like we said, the international break came like a like a big bear market we see in the stocks and cryptos and kind of just, you know, threw everything down. But, you know, it is helpful and healthy, I think, to look back at what we were saying at the end of last season. Messi almost leaving, the Burrow facts heard around the world, Bartomeu still in charge. And, you know, we've kind of cleared some of this, right? The big news now is that it looks almost certain that Messi is going to stay, which is, you know, really a sign of his loyalty and how much he loves the club, which we appreciate. And so it's really going to be on Laporta to figure out our transfers and then figure out our coach, right? I mean, you know, I have been vocal saying I want Koeman out lately, but I always have a, you know, I always kind of have a hedge against that, which is I say, well, if we can get another coach who's able to take over, right? Which honestly, I'm from all the reports I see, unless it's Xavi, I don't really know if there's another coach out there who is going to be that much better. And so, you know, whether it's with Koeman, whether it's with a new coach, you know, we really need to reinforce this squad. Like, the team has those young pieces that we've talked about that are there ready to have a great season next year, but we're just missing a few more positions. Defense looks a little weak, our midfield and our front line, right?
We also have to be not so predictable. We're playing the same lineup in so many games. I hope that if Koeman stays, that he's making those decisions to revitalize. If he's saying in his quotes and his comments that, you know, this is a team that was basically outplaying itself during that little bolstered part of the season, then he needs to make those decisions to show that that's not the only part of Barcelona that he can play. Although it seems like with him talking like that, he did have some control of those decisions, and he didn't seem to make the best decisions. So I totally agree with you in terms of if we don't if we don't keep Koeman, what other options? We've talked about this in our last video of Barca Weekly, number 3. If you haven't watched it, go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, go and look and see what we could have done and, you know, look back like we did and see what you had said about the if it was to your friends or family or whoever else. It's always good to see the trends of what's really going on, because it's
true.
Easy when something happens to zoom in on that point and not see the overall picture. That's why we like to do this. It kind of is a great way to keep us in check.
Sure.
And great discussion forum, right? So, you know, is there is there anything else that we could really, like, ask for at the end of this season, Adam?
No, we just need reinforcements and a clear idea of who's going to be the coach. Mm-hmm. And if it's still Koeman, you know, he's going to have to up his tactical abilities.
Sure.
Because, like you said, right, the one thing that we always see is that in the big games, we got outplayed by the opposing coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just, you know, we want to see Koeman make adjustments in the second season. And to be fair to him, he hasn't had a chance to command the ship with the team he chose, right? The one big thing that happened this offseason that seemed like Koeman was in charge of was getting rid of Suarez. And, you know, I'll die on the hill of that. It was right to get rid of Luis Suarez last season. It just wasn't right to send him to a direct rival. That's where we messed up. But, you know, we all remember all the Champions League away games. We remember, you know, his dry streaks and him, you know, stat padding, quote unquote, against, you know, some low La Liga teams.
Sure.
Would we have won La Liga with Suarez this year? I don't know, right? It's hard to say. I mean, there's so many different, you know, maybe Fati's not playing that game when he got hurt. Maybe, you know, too much to really say.
Too many variables.
All we can do is control what we did, which is we shouldn't have traded Luis Suarez to one of our rivals, and we shouldn't have came out so flat and, you know, choked away what we had after the international break.
Sure.
But that's where we are. You know, we're ready to get some coverage of the Copa America. Guys, I really want to see Messi lift the Copa America.
He's got to. He's getting too old.
I've felt this way over the last 5 years, and I've been let down, like, I think in 3 finals.
Sure.
Penalties on one of them. Chile, right, winning 2 of those. And so I'm ready to be hurt again, but the hope, Yus, got me excited. I think I really want to see Frankie De Jong have a good Euros. I want to see Dembele and Griezmann have a chance to score out there. And, you know, I think France has, you know, one of the big favorites to win. And so let us know in the comments what team you're rooting for in the Euros and why. Let us know which of the Barca players you think are going to kill it. Pedri, too, for Spain is also a little something exciting we can look for. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, guys.